And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
It is Thursday, May 7th, 2020. We hope your day is going well. We wish you and yours the very best. And somebody that I can tell you right now, because I know her personally, having done a series of radio shows with her here on Close Up Radio, and I hope we get a chance to explore more, because not only is she a delight, but her way of thinking, her perspective is so on point. You throw something at her, and she doesn't just catch it. She dissects it, wants to know what it's about, how it works, how we can make it better, or what are some things that we can pull from this, and then she shares it with people. That's an intuitive, and she is extraordinary at that. We did a live Skype call from one of her clients, and there were testimonials galore, because people love her, and she's just extraordinary. Her name is Marianne Kelly. Let me tell you a little about her. She really is a unique individual with a unique perspective on life. She's the founder of Intuitive Services Insight, where she provides mediumship, mentorship, and speaking services. You know, your intuition is your own personal natural resource, just waiting to be used for you and for your benefit. Making intuition intentional is about empowering yourself and empowering others to act with purpose aligned with positive intentions. She's passionate about trying to offer relief to her clients who are suffering. Right now, there are a lot of people who are, due to the current events. Sometimes the root cause, of course, of the suffering can be elusive. Being a medium, she's been able to accelerate the identification of the root cause, which is really important. You don't want to live in prolonged suffering. You want it identified quickly so you can work on it. Marianne says she is applying intuition strategically and tactically even more now than she had for 33 years in her corporate career, really for much broader energy work and helping those with complex PTSD. There's going to be a lot of that, if not already occurring, with the pandemic that's happening right now that's really impacted all aspects of people's lives. Complex PTSD results from years or decades of trauma. And Marianne's services and clients have since expanded and diversified in an extraordinary way and in type, especially as related to emotional freedom tapping, or EFT, and Scalar Wave. EFT, or emotional freedom technique, is an approach that can calm the nervous system, aid healing, and alleviate anxiety and pain. It serves as a reset to break undesired patterns. Through energetic tapping, these behaviors can actually change. And Marianne is often combining EFT with other energy modalities to optimize her clients' experiences. For those who have been anxious before COVID-19, clearly COVID-19 is an additional trigger and can further complicate and spike manifestations in complex PTSD that's already there, TMS. I'm hearing about this for the first time, and we're going to learn more about it from Marianne because she's the expert. That's all been researched by Dr. John E. Sarno. TMS is a painful condition describing psychogenic musculoskeletal and nerve symptoms. So it's really a gamut of things happening all at once. Now, for some, COVID-19 has triggered a heightened awareness of our universal mortality. Since the pandemic, people want to connect with loved ones passed over, given the social distancing. And where there are less people you can interact with, one tends to think of those crossed over and wonder about what is beyond this life. She says we fear that which is undetected by our typical senses because we don't know how or when it'll impact us. We fear the unseen. But she says, why not harness this fear to create? It's a beautiful way to look at it. Marianne, thank you very much for joining us here on Close Up Radio. It's always a real honor to have you here. We welcome you to the show. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Jim.
How are you doing? You hanging in there, doing well, in touch with your clients, probably doing a lot of over Skype and webinars and the technology?
Yes. So fortunately, I'm blessed that I can say that myself and my family are doing very, very well. Thanks for asking. And yes, so I am still able to work, fortunately, with my clients. I use Zoom, and I'm able to work with my clients both locally and nationally and around the world. It's one of the blessings of Zoom and other types of technology is that I've been able to stay in touch, which has been wonderful for both me being able to continue the work that I love to do and to be able to provide some support to some clients that COVID has escalated a need.
Absolutely. This is perfect work for you because of the work that you do on a daily basis, even when life is quote unquote relatively smooth or normal or what have you, whatever the definition of that really is. But now we have this extraordinary global situation. The importance of the work of somebody like you is even heightened. How has your work changed since your last conversation with us last March?
My work has changed in that while I'm certainly still doing readings to help families connect with loved ones crossed over, to connect with, say, children or parents that have passed over, to help surface some additional information that might give additional clues as to some physical anomalies that are transpiring. But my work has expanded beyond those areas to include, as you mentioned, more depth in emotional freedom tapping and more depth in terms of applying scalar wave. Emotional freedom tapping has been around for quite a while, and some of the more traditional scripts are very, very helpful. But what I do as a medium as well is that I develop scripts that are so specific for that client that it really does help to surface unknown triggers that then I can further evaluate. And when we can evaluate and surface those triggers, the whole point of that modality is to get it out of the person so that it's not to say that it didn't happen to them, but so that their emotional response isn't as it was and they don't keep reliving that associated trauma or experience. People can go through life and have experienced something many years ago. They're not really sure what is happening now, but as we talk further and as I read them and I see the trigger that did happen, then it makes sense. And then we can go after it to provide some relief. But the real question is sometimes it's not clear as to what did happen that caused this sudden surge in symptoms or experiences or pain.
Tell me about emotional freedom tapping, this wonderful technique, EFT, and the scalar wave as energy modalities too, and how they're actually used.
EFT is rooted in Chinese medicine, and it's based upon tapping in on certain energy meridian points that are mapped to certain emotions and feelings. And absolutely, you can use these certain tapping points to help calm yourself in situations, to help boost your energy. Other modalities like Donna Eden's Energy Medicine Program also uses some of these concepts as well. The EFT modality is actually applied and spread across a variety of different ways. Donna Eden Energy Medicine happens to be one of them that leverages these types of things. When you want to get more specific and you want to work with another practitioner that can help you figure out how to surface the situation if you're not sure, you know, what's causing that anxiety, then a script can be written that's more specific to the situation, to the experience, again, to help prevent that anxiety from reoccurring. As you well said, we have anxiety or reaction to whatever is going to be everyday life going forward. And yes, as you're sitting in your car at a traffic light, you can also tap on certain points, and it is amazingly calming more immediately as well. And it can be applied anywhere.
How do clients find you now as compared to previously? How do they search you out and find you? And
fortunately, I'm very blessed that my clients refer other clients to me, my mentors as well. But it has changed over the last year that I'm getting additional referrals from other practitioners that are either in the United States or outside of the United States. And those are practitioners that have their own holistic practices. They could be massage therapists, physical therapists. I also had a PhD doctor of psychology from outside of the United States refer a client to me as well. And sometimes I get referrals to perform EFT and scalar wave on pets.
You know, the other thing, too, that I think is really fascinating is you really reach a broad audience, Marianne, in terms of where your clients come from. You're based in New Jersey, but your clients are across the country, around the world. Tell us about some of the countries where your clients come from. I think people would be very surprised.
one thing that I do love about this work is that it's truly universal. It applies equally to every human on the planet, regardless of where that individual is or that pet maybe. So some of the countries that I have clients in are Canada, a close neighbor of ours, Spain, Portugal, the United Kingdom, Jordan, Thailand, Australia, and Africa. So it's quite a diverse audience. And, you know, fortunately, again, with technology, we're able to feel like we're pretty much next door.
Again, I know this work is really a blessing for you, and it brings you joy when you're able to impact people's lives in such a long-term and direct way. What kind of other practitioners refer their folks to you? And what do other practitioners, as far as referring, not just the kinds of other practitioners, but what do they refer to you?
Other practitioners will refer to me when they have a client say that the root cause of that client's suffering is just so elusive. Nothing is coming up on a battery of tests. It could be blood tests, it could be CAT scans, MRIs, etc. And just nothing is really surfacing as to what is causing these types of problems. So that's one area. The other time that I will get referrals is there's an established set of diagnoses, and there's protocols that have been applied. There's exploration in terms of alternatives, but they're just not able to make progress with that client or that patient. So there's other times where the client or the patient will be approached to say, would you be willing to speak with Marianne to see what else she may be able to surface that isn't necessarily obvious through the other means up until that point in time. Sometimes myself being engaged, I'm coming in from a different perspective. While I certainly benefit from the information that is presented to me, one of the things that I like to do is not come in with any assumptions, and sometimes coming in without assumptions and no predefined labels can help provide that very, very perspective that can sometimes surface that missing piece of information that will help to unlock a path forward.
You, of course, also collaborate with other practitioners as well, right?
I'm happy to collaborate with anyone because the whole goal is to try to provide relief for that client. So I am more than happy to collaborate. Some areas in our culture or just cultures around the globe are a little bit more willing to collaborate with somebody like me than others, and I respect that completely. My biggest thing, I guess, about trying to find a path forward for clients is so many clients are so frustrated because they truly are suffering, but when there hasn't been a label that's been able to be applied to their condition, they don't know where to go, or the opposite occurs where they've seen perhaps 50 to 100 different very, very specific practitioners, and they're just not able to get any traction. And again, there's no blame here. There's no judgment. I'm not finding fault with anything. It's just that sometimes when the lens is so specific, sometimes other things that fall outside of that specialty or that lens can be missed. In the old days, things were sometimes less specialized, and so the general practitioner was the one that was doing actually much more because things were less specialized. And I think that my initial training back in my younger days, having worked in a general practitioner office who was a phenomenal diagnostician, really helped to set a foundation with me. So while I'm certainly not a credentialed medical physician, and I never say that I was, I think having been exposed for years to that environment and working in other frontline clinical roles years ago, and now I fast forward, it helps me combine that previous set of knowledge that I had with the 33 years of experience in the frontline corporate workforce, where I can definitely identify with the challenges, the stresses of the demands today, and helping to work with these clients in a very holistic manner. I'm more than happy to be any part of the solution. I might be 1% of the solution. I might be 90% of the solution. I'm just happy to be part of something that will help give that client one snippet of information that will help them move forward.
Let's talk about, are there clients with certain conditions that you know, you just mentioned a little bit of it, that practitioners have referred you to, that specific kinds of conditions where they know you're going to be the one, you're the key person to deal with a client on that.
So you had kindly mentioned in your very gracious introduction about my work with complex PTSD. So complex PTSD is associated, as you mentioned, with people that have been suffering from either a same kind of trauma or a series of different types of trauma over years or decades. Those examples of trauma can be loss of a child, pet, abuse. They get a diagnosis and then it's just really understandably really rattling and life-changing to them. They can have night terrors. They can have what's called like perfectionist programs that just keep running in their minds and they're so self-critical. Then how the body can react is with what has a label now called tension myositis or myoneural syndrome. That's what Dr. Sarno had researched. It may or may not be accepted in certain realms, but the bottom line is that people are in pain, and the pain keeps mysteriously moving, you know, from one part of the body to another, and we can't really seem to figure out why. That's why it has a psychological component, but that doesn't mean it should be dismissed as not being a real symptom and real pain that's experienced by that client. It's just how do we go after that root cause to get that pain to stop? So to use a simple example, if I were to break my leg, that's painful. I need to get my leg set, get it casted, the bone heals, and I feel better. Well, I might have a pain in my leg, but I didn't break it, and nobody can really seem to figure out why. Well, maybe that pain in the leg is associated with some kind of former abuse. Maybe that pain in the leg is associated with an entirely different reason. And if we can get at that, then not only can we solve that particular manifestation that's going on in the leg, but then it doesn't move to another part of the body as well.
As we've been mentioning, COVID-19 has impacted just about everybody. Has it, and if so, how has it impacted your practice?
Yes, I think that one of the things that COVID-19, one of the many things that it has surfaced is people's more willingness to accept the real impact of what's not seen. So we don't see a virus, but we see the effects of the virus, certainly very profound and very tragic in our society today. As a result of a greater appreciation for what is not physically seen with the human eye, I think now there is more openness for people to understand that this energy work is real, so they're more receptive to that. I think that social distancing also has made people a bit more curious and interested in connecting with loved ones crossed over. And from an employment perspective, I think that it's opened up more interest in terms of what other skills do they have that they may not have seen, and I'm really focusing on the word seen previously, that actually could be, say, pivoted or dusted off or reapplied, that makes them more viable in today's, you know, society moving forward, especially because of the massive amount of digital applications that have had to surface overnight. So you take someone that hasn't typically had a position in the workforce that was able to be done digitally or by technology, and it's really a very frantic situation for them. When I can speak with a person and let's go through what they like, let's go through their strengths, and out of those conversations, what can surface is they do have other skills that are able to be applied. And I'm going to really focus again on that word seen. You know, sometimes we can get into a pattern, we all do, we're humans, and we're used to functioning in a certain way, and we're used to seeing things with our human eye. If we close our eyes for sometimes a second or two and allow ourselves to be quiet for just a few minutes to see what other likes and strengths might pop into that person's awareness, that then they might actually be able to forge basically a second act career in a new way using other skills they may not have realized.
You know, during this time of historic change, big question here, have you seen some silver linings, and what are some things you're seeing?
So I think what I'm seeing is that there's a greater appreciation for what isn't necessarily always detected by the typical human senses. So an appreciation for when I think about how I felt about a certain experience and that cascading set of reactions that occurs that causes either fear or happiness or whatever emotion that's associated with that. That's a key point. It sounds really simple, but it goes back to that expression, if you can really do what you love, then you never really work a day in your life. If you can capture that feeling and turn it into then something that is practical, that you can make a living from, or that you can get some joy from, it's priceless. I've also tried it on myself in a different way. I wanted to see if I could really harness certain part of the energy field that I've been working with to say, how can I work to not have to have allergy shots all year round? I had to have allergy shots for 44 years of my life. And I really was wondering, geez, you know, I've studied Dr. Bruce Lipton, I've studied Dr. Joe Dispenza. They've talked about how you can really harness your field, create a different reality for yourself. And it really sounds very esoteric, but I really wanted to try it. And to my delight, I now don't need to have allergy shots all year round, which is a very practical, tangible type of an experience. When I look at myself in terms of how my employment has changed, what I now do for work that I love has changed. When I speak with clients as far as how much more open-minded they are as a result of COVID, that is a silver lining that we want to capitalize on and further explore to either provide peace and closure with some things that they've been struggling with or to provide other practical ways for them to make a living.
I'm sure you've had a lot of time to think in terms of other observations that you've had overall since our last conversation. What are some of those observations that you have had, Marianne, since the last time we were paired together on air?
I think that increasingly so, what becomes more and more real to me is how truly universal this whole concept of energy is in the field, and it's not esoteric. It really does impact us so much more than I think that we typically have given credence to it. One of the things that COVID has really brought home to me is that we really can't afford to subjectively and somewhat arrogantly filter out, say, what's real and what's not real just because we don't see it and just because it may not have a label. If we think back to years ago, some of the greatest scientists and other leaders of the world, they were the leaders, the ones that were pioneers because they took those chances. Look at Einstein, E equals MC squared, as we've spoken about in our last segment. And I think that the more that we can appreciate the impact of what we don't necessarily have to see it with the human eye and understand how we can harness it and respect it, I think that we can benefit.
Marianne, you are quite amazing. I've said it multiple times on the air, and I have no problem saying it again. And I really encourage folks, there's a couple of different ways. You have the email address, which is info@intuitiveservicesinsight.com. That's info@intuitiveservicesinsight.com. But you also have your complete website for Intuitive Services Insight. And folks could go to www.intuitiveservicesinsight.com. That is the website. And they can make contact. They can explore. They can chat with you, learn more about your services, and then you can put something together for them from there. Marianne, thank you very much for joining us on the show. Always a blessing. And thanks for coming on, especially during these really crucial times where people are looking for reassurance and comfort and understanding because the anxiety levels are high. And I appreciate your spending time out of your busy day with us here live on air to share some of that insight and that wisdom with our audience. It's duly noted and very appreciated.
Oh, my pleasure, Jim. Thank you so much.
You are very welcome. You take care. Keep up the great work, and we will chat again soon, I am sure. Our very special guest, Marianne Kelly of Intuitive Services Insight. Is she not extraordinary? She provides mediumship, mentorship, and speaking services, and I encourage you to make contact with her. She's very affable. She's very approachable. IntuitiveServicesInsight.com is the website. And again, you can shoot her an email too at info@intuitiveservicesinsight.com. Jim Masters here, thanking you for your time this time. Till next time, we appreciate you being with us here all around the world on Close Up Radio, and I invite you to stay tuned